President Obama is talking with Latin American leaders today at the Summit of the Americas. He said he wants to move forward with a new sense of partnership.
I'm very much looking forward to listening and figuring out how we can work together more effectively.
NPR Scott Horsley is covering the meeting in the Caribbean island of Trinidad and joins us now. Scott, what sort of reception is President Obama getting from the Latin American leaders?
Jackie, personally, he's been getting a very warm welcome of the 34 leaders entering the opening ceremony last night. Mr. Obama got by far the most enthusiastic applause. But that doesn't stop some of the more left-leaning leaders at this summit from being pretty outspoken in their criticism of the United States. We heard a number of barbed speeches last night, and this morning, in what a senior administration official called a publicity stunt, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez presented Mr. Obama with a book about 500 years of exploitation of Latin America. Now, even the critics don't lay all 500 years at Mr. Obama's doorstep, but for his part, the president says he's not here to debate the past, but to deal with the future.
Well, what kind of future is the president talking about?
Well, there's been talk today about shared efforts for these countries to make in areas like security and the environment, and especially the economy. Mr. Obama says he wants to make sure the poorest of the poor in Latin America don't suffer disproportionately from the global economic crisis. And among other things, he announced a plan to provide $100 million in microfinancing to help tiny businesses in the area. At the same time, White House Economic Advisor Larry Summers, who sat in on one of the meetings today, said the Latin American leaders don't seem to be looking to the U.S. for an economic bailout.
The primary focus of almost all the interventions was on what countries were doing to help themselves rather than on asking what the United States should do for them.
For example, some countries have adopted their own economic stimulus measures to complement the $787 billion effort in the U.S.
So Cuba, of course, has been at the top of the agenda here. Many in Latin America want to see the U.S. further ease its policy there. How is that going?
Yeah, that's been a big source of friction at this meeting. Not only countries like Venezuela, but friendlier countries like Mexico have been calling on the U.S. to lift its trade embargo. And in a way, the Obama administration put this issue in the spotlight this week by taking some baby steps, lifting travel restrictions on Cuban Americans, for example, but not going as far as some of the hemispheric leaders would like. President Obama responded today saying the U.S. is on a path of changing its relationship with Cuba, that it won't happen overnight. And he said the U.S. interest in democracy and the rule of law in Cuba should also be of concern to the other democratic leaders in the hemisphere.
NPR Scott Horsley with the president in Trinidad. Thanks very much, Scott.
My pleasure, Jackie.